The deadline to mail in ballots for Baltimore's citywide primaries is a week from today. This week, WYPR is bringing you profiles of the major Democratic mayoral candidates. WYPR's Emily Sullivan caught up with former Mayor Sheila Dixon during an evening workout. 16,
15, as her personal 15, trainer 13, cheers her on, 12, Sheila 11, Dixon reaches 10, the end of 9, a round of 30 8, squats.
7, 6, my name is Sheila Dixon. Man, good.
Feeling pretty good. I like prefer working out in the morning, but I had interviews and meetings, so but I need my workout.
Despite a busy campaign schedule, Dixon sets aside time each day to work out. This is her third mayoral race. Her first resulted in a landslide win. Her second resulted in a tight loss after an infamous scandal where she was found guilty of embezzling gift cards meant for the poor about a decade ago. She says she and her children thought long and hard before she entered this election.
It was what I felt God was calling me to, so I prayed about it and talked to people. And then, you know, I did the poll. I knew I had a base because people have given me feedback on the last 4 years, you know, encouraged me to do this.
Dixon's argument for re-election is simple. Her success as mayor should outweigh the scandal that forced her to resign and barred her from holding office for several years. She walks a tightrope around the issue. Sometimes she's contrite for what she's called mistakes. Other times, she says many don't understand the full story. Between crunches, Dixon says she knows that some voters don't trust her.
And so to gain back the trust, I'm going to have to be as transparent as I can. You know, over time, you know, I've tried to discuss the lessons learned and the challenges. And I know that I'm going to have to gain people's trust.
Dixon led a recent WYPR mayoral poll and has the strongest support from Baltimore's Black voters. Some of those voters call her Auntie Sheila, a person who didn't hide after scandal, known to take cigarettes out of people's mouths or price soda cans from their hands. Roger Hartley is the dean of the University of Baltimore's College of Public Affairs. He says Dixon has a few advantages that other mayoral candidates don't.
She has very high name recognition. She has a record as a Baltimore City mayor. She also ran in the last campaign and came in second and was really close to winning against Catherine Pugh.
Former Mayor Pugh then left office after a corruption scandal of her own. Sad irony that many of Dixon's opponents often capitalize on. During Dixon's tenure, violent crime dropped, a statistic that no other mayor since has been able to replicate. That speaks to some voters. According to the same WYPR poll, crime is their chief concern. Despite her conviction, Hartley says her supporters are optimistic.
Aside from the gift card scandal, they remember her record as a mayor and they see what's happened since and think, maybe I'll give her a second chance.
Joshua Sharfstein is a dean for public health practice and community engagement at Johns Hopkins University. He was Dixon's health commissioner and says her administration achieved lofty health goals, like passing the Clean Air Act.
I think a lot of that had to do with the vision she had and the way that she could get the government to work. She had a great way of relating to people, and I think they feel like they know her personally.
Nearing the end of her workout, Dixon herself claims that's what sets her apart.
You know, I know that out of everybody who's running, they're great, talented people running, but no one understands city government better than me, and no one's been able to produce the kind of results that we need, because 20 years from now, we don't need to look back and be talking about the same issues.
As Dixon pauses to wipe the sweat off her brow and moves into a plank, she considers her overall campaign message while acknowledging her past mistakes. She says she's human and hopes voters are willing to give someone with her track record a second chance. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.